you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, alone, with your dog, with your cat, with your bird, with your salamander, your snake.
Leave your pets out of this shit.
However you want to listen to us.
Right.
We appreciate the brain time you bestow upon us.
Yay!
It's Faithless Friday, everybody!
Fuck
everyone,
you, Sky God!
Whip out your... Well, fuck the followers.
Well, I mean, listen,
many
I,
of the followers no, of Sky no, God.
But
I don't have a problem with any fictional characters.
But I can't tell a Sky God to fuck off that allow AIDS and school shootings.
Well, what, blame Voldemort.
I do, absolutely.
Blame the big white whale.
Hey, Kate, send that white whale a Snapchat.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Damn.
I believe that was in reference to the president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Trump bragged about how big his fucking meat hammer was. Isn't that nice?
You know what they say about hands. There's no problem there.
I want to vote for him.
Presidential debate. Yeah.
I want to vote for him.
Oh, well, now, Martha, I know who to vote for. We have someone with the largest identified penis on the stage.
Somebody talks about their dick during a presidential debate, and the evangelicals say, oh, look, he's anointed by God.
Right. He's the one for us.
What the fuck? God, did you say your name? I can't remember. I interrupted you.
That's my name in,
Gobbler?
In Turkish.
No, say it for real. What if people don't know?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's...
They're going to tune out right? If I don't... God, I really like this show, but they didn't identify themselves, yes. So I'm going to have to leave.
I'm going over to their studio. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and yes, of course, fuck your guns, fuck your gun rights, suck a dick.
Oh, yeah, school shooting, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
thoughts,
you.
Prayers, too soon.
Right.
Don't touch my guns, blah, blah, blah.
But I just read, I'm sorry, I'm going to fit a laughter over this headline. I didn't even mean to read this. Did you see that the ninnies at Fox News are all pissed off because there's a new meditation room in the studios where Ollie North's old studio used to be? You can go in there and pray to Mecca. And they're losing their fucking minds over this
that's
shit.
Spectacular.
What a bunch of fucking dickheads. An Ollie North's old studio. What the fuck?
Is this
you little fucking
is
assholes.
Is this human resources? This is Steve Ducey. I was walking down the hallway and
right.
I saw this new room that used to be Ollie North's room. I used to go
yes.
in there and look at porn with him on his... Anyway.
They said the reporter described it as people's heads blowing up.
That's spectacular. Join us on the social medias during the show, everyone. Crab Diving, at Crab Diving on the Twitter, Crab Diving on
yes.
the Facebook machine.
Fuck you.
Hand over some of your data.
Fuck your guns.
Let's get right to... Why are Thundercats trending on the Twitter? No,
why wouldn't
no,
they be?
My interest is peaked.
Oh, yeah. You remember Thundercats?
Also Havana, which was a plane crash.
Oh, God damn this shit.
By the way.
Fuck this.
Thundercats are coming back.
No more guns, no more flying. Those two things. Thundercats, good. Feel the magic, hear the roar.
Cartoon Network bringing back Thundercats. For a new animated series. I just remember Chitara, like, more next to nothing.
Do you remember that one irritating character? Oh, yeah, I remember that shit. Who the fuck drew that?
I don't know.
Yeah, man, some
depraved anime precursors.
Like, who's, like, somebody sitting around is like, damn, you know what would be sexy? A cheetah with big boobs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Let's see what's going on. Let's jump into the headlines. I have an idea.
Yeah.
What may be the headline, on Fox.
Wow.
For these links.
Oh, I wonder if Alex Jones has declared it a false flag yet.
I was wondering. Or is his punishment for gay shit somewhere?
Well, Alex Jones doesn't go that way. Yes, to some people. I don't think Alex Jones blames.
This is going
to
be a false
school
flag.
School shootings on homosexuals.
Is Alex Jones going to call these people crisis actors?
He may be watching his F's and U's right now because. Instead of his P's and Q's.
Yes.
These lawsuits be flying upon him.
Right. He doesn't want to be broke.
Yeah, and he's tap dancing back saying, I never said nobody got killed. I never said nobody got killed in these things, but the media is trying to portray it like I'm saying that it never happened.
Listen, you're right. There's no way this guy wants to be poor because the way he pushes that garbage he sells on his goddamn show, I mean, he is really shoveling that down his listeners' throats. I mean, really. It's like every 5 seconds with the horny goat weed and the virility bullshit and the water filters, you know?
I didn't finish the news drop.
Oh, shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, May 18th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
2018?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, I was trying to up-talk instead of down-talking.
Like you're asking a question.
2018?
Right. Like you're on spring break.
These are your headlines.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
God.
Wow, 50 pounds.
Yay! How do I, like... Oh, my God. I'm just thinking about the end of the world, the apocalypse, and I'm halfway through my tub of powdered potato leek soup. I'm like, I hope to God I have something else available to eat.
Well, and you better eat that stuff if you got to take a shit.
You got to do it in the bucket.
So you could use the bucket.
God,
you better eat that stuff quick.
This is Jim Baker, not Alex Jones. God. Crooks.
Over at the HuffPo.
Oh, fuck you.
Another nightmare in America.
Yes.
Like Donald Trump tweeted yesterday, congratulations, America. Congratulations. This Mueller shit's been going on for a fucking year. Congrats.
Yeah. I think the Mueller probe's been going on a long time. How about these school shootings, huh? Huh? I mean, my God. My God. Fuck your fucking gun rights. Oh, my God. Shove them so far up your fucking ass.
Texas school shooting leaves 10 dead, 10 wounded. 10 people were killed, 10 others wounded in a school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas.
Yes. That's the price of our Second Amendment rights, everybody.
I'll read on here, but it was his father's guns.
Oh, okay.
Bang up job.
God.
No pun intended, Dad, or pun intended.
Right.
Bang up job, Dad, keeping those guns away from the spawn.
What was wrong with this kid? Was he fucked up? Was he mentally ill or something?
Sure, we'll find out. I'm sure he's Antifa.
Oh, yes.
According to...
Athith.
Law enforcement officials told several news outlets that one male suspect was taken into custody. 17-year-old Demetrius... Pagurtsis. Pagurtsis.
Hey, Pagurtsis.
P-A-G-O-U-R-T-Z-I-S.
Yeah.
Pagurtsis.
Do you think if you have a name that, like, involved as a kid, you Pagurtsis. Learn to read a little faster because you're so much more familiar with a lot of different letters? You know, to learn to spell
well,
your
I
name.
I guess if you have to you figure know? Out your own name, yeah.
That's pretty yeah. complicated.
So if you name your kid Al, well, you're doing him a disservice.
In this case, it didn't do any good, you know.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez confirmed that another person of interest was detained.
No shit.
The it says here at the HuffPo, the school is still an active crime scene, although they say it's contained, whatever that, in other words.
Ooh, yes.
There's also bombs. They...
Oh, my God.
One official confirmed explosive devices found in the school and the surrounding areas adjacent to the high school.
Oh, my God. So, wait, why? So, was the plan to...
We're figuring it out.
Detonate the bomb at those. God, what the fuck is going on?
Police were investigating two residences near the school, had found explosive devices there, including a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, shit.
The shooter had two weapons, a shotgun and a revolver.
Oh, shit. Well, is a revolver like the kind with the barrel?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a
handgun.
A Dirty Harry gun kind of thing?
It's a form of revolver, yeah. That's a really okay. large form of revolver. Right, but right. yes, it has a spinning chamber that... holds six, eight.
Oh, okay, like in Deer Hunter.
Yes,
you know that scene.
It's
with the what's his
it's
face?
The yeah. It's definitely
Christian Walker.
What?
Christian Walker? Scott no. Walker.
Scott Walker. Yes, was
Christopher
in,
Walken.
Scott
damn.
Walker was really great in that movie. He was wonderful.
Hey, why don't you try that scene just once, Scotty?
Yeah, Russian Roulette is.
Yes.
What you need a revolver.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
okay.
you need a revolver for Russian God. Roulette. Otherwise, it's.
Right. Sorry. I don't know my guns.
It's a completely different game.
You know what I really. Right.
A clip that you.
really takes. Yeah. The game's a lot shorter now. You know, I just want to say real quick to all you gun experts and you fuckheads, listen, you go on these TV shows, please try to, when you're using your gun terminology and all your shooting words, seem a little less excited about it. I was listening to this one guy on the news talking about creating a... He pulled the fire alarm in order to create a target-rich area. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Call of Duty. Fuck off! You don't need to... You know what I mean?
Well, he's a tactical expert.
Oh, there's a... What's with the gleam
he's
in your
like
eye?
He's like that guy that has the show on NRA TV recreates TV and movie gunfights. And decides whether they're plausible or not.
We understand why the kids pulled the fucking fire alarm.
A movie.
Yes.
I'm just want to drop that on our friend that tries to examine the veracity
of
gunfight scenes.
I just hate this gun culture. I hate it all. Fuck you. Whatever. I hope everybody gets their guns taken away from them. Suck a dick.
Oh, I don't.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I don't see it happening.
I hope. I pray. Oh, okay. How's that?
Rock on. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yes. Didn't Schindler offer those up?
Oh, yeah. He,
fuck you.
Very oddly, was really on
of course.
Top of this. It was really
yes.
weird. I thought for sure the kid's name would have been something Middle Eastern sounding or Hispanic sounding, or his parents are illegal aliens or something.
But
undocumented
Trump
immigrants.
Yes.
Or something. Because he hit the Twitter like right while it was still... breaking news and everything.
Maybe he had a good tweet in mind, you know? He's like, oh, this will get me a lot of likes.
Well, they probably have a bunch of note cards filled out for the next 10 school shootings so they don't have to write them on the fly.
Of course! You know those motherfuckers do. You know those social media experts for all these politicians have fucking templates and they just plug in fucking details. Disgusting.
School shooting in Texas. Early reports not looking good. God bless all.
What does that mean? He said that?
That was his tweet. That was his breaking news tweet. Early reports Not looking good.
You know, Donald, I mean, God, can't you be a little careful with your wording and your tweeting? I don't even know what that means. And you know, whatever, that when you said animals the other day, was it yesterday with the animal comment?
Oh, when he said it a couple days ago, yeah.
I mean, maybe your intent wasn't to be racist. I mean, I kind of feel it's you, so, yeah, sorry.
Well, it's a definite dog whistle.
Sorry, Donald, if I always expect you of being racist, but, you know, why would you use that word? Why would you say it's not looking good? I don't even know what that means.
We grieve for the terrible loss of life and send our support and love to everyone affected by this absolutely horrific attack. To the students, families, teachers, and personnel at Santa Fe High.
What the fuck?
The reason I played that, I heard it when he did it live, and I was like, I don't know what the dramatic pause between Santa Fe and High was necessary for. He did switch prompters at that moment.
God damn.
Like, he looked from the right to the left or left to the
right. Can't help this guy.
Camera left.
Kate,
right. Yeah.
Kate, play that back just a little. Play it back a little bit. I want to hear it more.
And personnel at Santa Fe.
One, High. Two.
Santa Fe, High.
Nearly 2 seconds. Hey, it's bizarre. God, you're fucking weird, Donald.
And personnel at Santa Fe, High.
Fuck.
We're with you in this tragic hour, and we will be with you forever.
Ugh.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
Oh, fuck you.
May God heal the injured, and may God comfort the wounded, and may God be with the victims and with the victims' families.
And congratulations to all the money the NRA is going to make by fear-mongering
from Russia
off of this.
Yes, and hey, God damn, if we're praying, okay, I pray none of the fucking Republicans get reelected the next time around. I pray to fucking God big time for that.
Tweet us during the show. Kate on the Twitter says, so tired of this amosexual culture. Yeah,
it's true.
It's bizarre.
And fuck your and guns.
Again. It's the same shit, like in the fucking Congress. It's a small, although today it makes me laugh because the farm bill that was being touted by the Republican leadership got shot down by their own assholes, their own lunatics.
Right. Why did that not pass?
Because of the Tea Party.
Yeah.
It was frowny pants over the fact that they wouldn't put some horrifically onerous immigration bill in there, which would have tossed a reach around to the Dreamers for a limited period of time. I think last I saw, it was a temporary relief for the DACA recipients. So it was just booting it a couple of years. Look at this again in a couple of years.
You know, man, the Dreamers and people of color don't need compromises. They don't need compromises. Right. They need equality. That's it. Go fuck yourself. You don't compromise on this shit. Their rights aren't... You can't compromise on human rights. That's fucked.
Oh, brother.
What?
That diaper stain of a lieutenant governor in Texas, Dan Patrick, former Hate Fuck Radio lunatic, Christo fascist really, really wants to clamp down on the vagina in every way.
Really?
Not in a good one with safe words and shit either.
Right. Not clothespin. What's a clothespin? What is a three?
A C-47?
C-47.
he's trending on the Twitter. It says, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas suggests school shooting. Ooh. Practice that shit before I put the tooth in for the show. Dan Patrick suggests school shootings happen because of, quote, too many exits.
What? Too many exits? On what? In where? What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know.
You know what? You know what the worst thing about some of you idiots, like when you have a tragedy and all the people, your constituents, they need leadership. They need something from you. And that now nobody knows what you mean. Too many exits. What are you talking about, dickbag?
We have to look at the design of our schools moving forward and retrofitting schools that are already built. There are too many entrances and too many exits to our over 8,000 campuses in Texas. They want to turn schools, I mean, really, they want to turn them into gulags.
Hey, dickbag Dan, fucknut, there are too many guns. There are too many guns, you fuck. You piece of fuck.
A lot of
there
Republicans.
Too many.
A lot of Republicans lining up for the job of doing the cavity searches on all the high school kids.
Oh, yes, I bet.
As they're going to school every day.
Oh, yeah. Let me get a finger in there.
There aren't enough people to put a guard at every entrance and exit. Maybe we need to look at limiting the entrances and exits into our schools so we can have law enforcement look at the people coming in through one or two entrances.
Get rid of the guns!
Well, you know. And they note here at the Daily Beast, Dan Patrick got an A rating from the NRA.
Oh, congratulations. How does Wayne LaPierre's big, thick dick taste, you fuck?
Well, that's fake news.
Oh, yeah, that is fake news. God, choke on it. Choke on his balls. All of you. Rubio. God damn. Fuck these guys. Who cares? Fuck them.
Yeah, what a grouping.
You got to fuck this civility. Fuck them.
So, I mean, I'm sure the Drudge Report has the same headline. Let me just check there, see what the Drudgies. Yep, Texas killer, Demetrios Pagourtsis.
Pagourtsis.
10 dead at Heights High School. There were pressure cooker bombs, pipe bombs.
Oh, God.
Possible accomplice being held.
What the fuck was going on? I wonder, was it like a, was this guy racist? Was he just, did he just want to kill
people? Well,
they're
figuring it out. I don't know.
God damn.
The plane crash in Cuba, 737, went down, they say, in a fireball.
Oh, fucking
100
shit.
Plus passengers dead. Three survivors.
That's impossible. How? A fireball?
Well, they probably were in the back of the plane or...
Oh, my God.
The section of the plane that just... They were lucky as fuck.
I survive in that fireball, and I... You know what? I'm hooking myself up to a giant vat of heroin, and everyone can go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Holy shit, man. Oh, God damn. Can't we do better with these goddamn fucking planes? I mean, why are they crashing? Why do we live in a society where it's like, oh, you know... You have a guy.
Well, I think
you got a fireball
probably,
fall out of the sky, but yet somebody's going to tell me.
No, I think it turned into a fireball when it hit.
Who gives a shit? It, no less a fireball. Somebody's like, oh, but it's still safer than driving. Fuck
well,
you.
It is.
Fuck off. I hate that. That sucks. Oh, God. It's safer than driving, guys. Would you rather be in a fender bender or
I mean,
a fireball
if you add
out of the fucking
in,
sky?
If you add in when something goes wrong, then it's not safer than driving.
That's all that matters. It's all when do we ever hear on the news a plane? Nothing went wrong on this plane crash. You know what I mean? Something always goes wrong. That's why you have a fucking crash.
Well, yeah.
We got to do better. Is my point.
What do you suggest? Horse and buggy?
No. Taking, I don't know, allocating more resources at making flying better. Getting more fucking trains. That would be nice.
Well, high speed rail.
That, God, I hate getting up in the sky. I always feel so much better. I'm like, goddamn, trains are safer, right?
Sure.
But derailments.
Well, yeah.
Listen.
Well, you're still not 35,000
yes,
feet in the air
you
when
go.
You derail.
There you go. It's not as bad. Oh, God.
So Dan Patrick wasting too. No time to proudly portray like a big peacock of fuck his display of assholery.
Yes.
So he was trending on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. Thanks to Steve also.
The Vice Czar of Texas, Twindig on Twitter. What a dick.
Steve on the Twitter tweeted us and says, I wait until the weekend, then download all 5 crab diving episodes and just binge listen
damn.
While playing video games.
You're the best. You're the fucking best. God bless you.
It's not all that different from my weekend,
right.
Except without the, I don't listen to us. I can't.
God
to
bless
the
you.
Show.
God fucking bless you. And I'm an atheist. That means a lot. There's nothing actually, up there.
This is the opposite. But
that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless you convert for him and then and just to bless him, that would be pretty significant.
You know, getting back to this fucking fucked up air travel, the Iran deal.
About air travel.
The Iran deal that Trump tore the fuck up would have allowed for safer air travel in Iran because it approved the sale of better planes, better commercial airlines to Iran. It has nothing to do with nuclear weapons.
Okay.
I'm just saying there were crashes that could have been prevented in Iran because their planes, people talk about how bad their commercial airlines suck dick over there. Give them planes. I don't give a fuck where you are. You don't want to fall out of the fucking sky.
Right.
Every fucking benefit is afforded these goddamn gun fucks.
Any gun
you want, nobody gives a shit about people falling out of the fucking sky. What?
I think they care about people falling out of the fucking sky. That's why it doesn't happen often.
No, it just happens.
You know
happens.
How many thousands and thousands of flights a day there are?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Impeded, undangerous,
Do you know who doesn't give a fuck about that stat? That guy that survived the fireball. He's like, oh boy. Three people that survived that fireball are listening to the podcast. And I'm sorry, they might be flipping you off.
A little busy right now.
No. Listen to the crabs no matter what.
I know I was almost killed in a 737 in Cuba, but god damn it, I gotta listen to Crab Diving Live.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know what's going on here. Those are your headlines, blah, blah, blah. I just saw another headline over at the Daily Beast. Ooh. I didn't know this was going on. Just less than a half hour away from the crab diving compound here.
Don't give any specific...
It's very secure. High fences and lights and snipers.
Geographic clues, don't give any.
Kind of a dog.
Right. No, we got a big fucking dog. And lots of swords and guns.
The Alabama, our neighbor here in No Flow.
No Flow. No Flow.
There's more shit going on. God, you know, Alabama politics is fucking fascinating.
What else could be going on?
I mean, it's a shit pit, but fascinating and entertaining shit pit nonetheless.
Wow. Shit pit.
So apparently somebody is accusing, you know, Kay Ivey is the governor there, and she is running for re-erection.
Re-erection. She's a piece of shit, right? She endorsed Roy Moore. She endorsed
Roy Moore because, well, you know, we need the Republican vote.
Yes.
She's denying that she is a lesbian.
Okay. Why?
Because apparently someone's accusing her.
Right.
Alabama governor says lesbian accusation is a disgusting lie.
Who's saying it?
It all started Tuesday when AL.com, one of my favorite places when I'm feeling particularly good and want to have a good cutting session.
Right.
I'll go to AL.com and read comments.
Oh, God.
At the Alabama newspaper.
Fuck you, man.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Dawson.
Yeah.
So this is another Republican.
Oh, God.
Criticized incumbent Republican Governor Kay Ivey.
Hey.
Over the fact that an anti-violence against LGBTQ organization. So there's this organization that tries to prevent violence to LGBTQ brethren, sisters.
That's positive.
And otherin.
Right.
Called Free 2B, FREE, the number 2.
Yes.
And then BE.
Right. Creative.
They're pissy. This guy is, this candidate is pissy because Free 2B got money from the state during her term.
Okay. So, from the state.
The state apparently partially funded
this
LGBTQ organization.
Oh, my God. God, Alabama does so much bad shit. God forbid they fund an organization that maybe does something good for people.
Well, that's how it started.
So what?
So,
She responded and said that the money that Free2B got was federal funding. And, quote, it was a mandate from the feds that money be paid this way. They're arguing over the fact that a LGBTQ organization got money. But they're saying, no, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it.
Oh, my God.
It was the feds. They made us do it.
Well, why can't you brag about it? I funded this organization that helps gay kids. Good for me.
But then this asshole, Kayavi, went and said, no, remember, it's a group that is LGBT anti-violence organization.
Okay.
She went on to say, the governator, Kayavi, I certainly don't agree with the agenda or the values of that organization.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Kay, are you on fucking LSD? You approve the funding, but you don't like,
Well, she said the feds made her.
The feds made her. Gun to your head. The adults came in the room and they said, hey, Kay.
Well, and it could have stopped there. God. Her explanation could have stopped there. Look, I didn't allocate that money. The feds did. I didn't have anything to say about it. And she could have, the lunatics would still.
This is infuriating.
The dummies wouldn't care.
God.
But she went ahead. She had to go one step farther and say, oh, by the way.
Good Lord.
I certainly don't agree with the agenda or the values of that organization.
Somebody in Alabama.
So she's pro-violence, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Against LGBTQ. God.
I think this is a good idea. We need to go fund me to buy Alabama a helper animal.
So one of my favorite humans, who I want her to run for president, Representative Patricia Todd, the only openly LGBT state legislator in Alabama. We've seen her on television all the time. A lesbian.
Yes.
Well-spoken, hilarious. And just think of this woman. She grew up as a lesbian in Alabama.
In Alabama. How old is she? Is she like in her 50s, 60s, something like that? I mean, that was a different time. Imagine going to school gay in Alabama. Back in the, what was it, the 80s, the 70s, something like that?
70s, 80s.
Yes.
I'm still sneezing.
Oh, my God. What's wrong?
Motherfuck.
Oh, shit. God bless you.
So, Patricia Todd took a swipe at KIV. Patricia Todd apparently is leaving.
Yes.
It says outgoing representative. She implied on social media that Ivy is a closeted lesbian.
Oh, my God.
Linking to the story about the governor's response to Dawson's comments. She wrote, this is Patricia Todd writing, will someone out her for God's sake?
Someone out her.
I've heard for years that she's gay and moved her girlfriend out of her house when she became governor. I am sick of closeted elected officials. Who are you going to believe here?
Let's get Kay Ivey's former girlfriend or current girlfriend on the phone.
Ivy campaign spokeswoman, the unfortunately named Debbie Hancock.
Hancock.
told AL.com that Todd's implication was a, quote, disgusting lie pushed by a paid liberal political hack.
God, so
there's absolutely no truth to it.
Listen, if somebody says you're gay or you're not gay, or if you're gay and somebody calls you straight and you're not, who gives a fuck? How about that for a response? Who cares, Kay?
Patricia Todd is giving zero fucks.
Yeah.
She tried, told John Archibald, who's just won a Pulitzer, at AL.com for the covering of the Roy Moore shit, of the Roy Moore election. She told John Archibald, I hate hypocrites. Ask Ivy directly if she has ever had a relationship with a woman.
Okay.
So,
damn.
Although
I will say this, you find out somebody like Kay Ivey is gay, doesn't that make you look at their politics in an odd way? You know what I mean? Like a gay conservative politician. How does that exist?
Conservative Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that exist? How do you stick with a party that doesn't see you as a person? I mean, that's fucking bizarre, Kay. Good God.
Okay.
Yes.
Patricia Todd says the Ivy Gay tweet was made in haste. Oh, she's already backtracking a little bit. It sounds like unsure if she owes the governor an apology or not.
Wait a second. She said, I'm tired of these closeted politicians, and now she's walking it back.
Oh, she's apologizing for the way she framed her message. Oh. I don't think she's apologizing for saying she's a lesbian.
Right, right. Hey, don't walk it back. Don't fucking walk it back. I like that. I like that. I like that, what she said. That's good.
What I might apologize for is the inappropriate way I said what I said.
Yes.
But I think she can take the heat.
Yeah. Damn. Well, good for her. That's not really walking it back, right? That's just like, I don't know.
I would apologize that I framed my message wrong and that I wish I had addressed the issue of her disparaging remarks versus trying to out her. So she's by no means walking back the fact that she thinks or knows
K. Ivy's
a lesbian, a closeted lesbian.
She just doesn't like the way she phrased it.
Right.
Patricia, I'm going to push back. I like the way you phrase it. I don't know. K. Ivy's a fucking asshole, right? I mean, didn't Kay Ivey endorse Roy Moore?
Asked if she personally believes Ivy is gay. Todd said, I refuse to answer that question. And then said, I don't think she would identify as gay.
Yeah, yeah. God.
And then there's a lot of men who have sex with men who don't identify as gay, she said.
Right, right. Well.
So a lot of vagaries there.
Yes.
But not one iota walking back the fact
that,
you know, she thinks Kay Ivey's a lesbian, which, who cares?
Yeah. Kay Ivey said something really fucked up about Roy Moore, too, about women. I forgot what the fuck she said. It was something really shitty.
I don't know what she... I don't know if she's ever been married or... You know, I'm not going to research if Kay Ivey's a lesbian.
Kay, either,
but
figure that out, okay?
Nonetheless. I don't have anything here on that. No, I don't think there's no husband listed.
Right.
No children listed.
Check her Pinterest account.
So there you go.
Right.
She's not wearing a tool belt or anything.
Oh, okay.
I apologize to my lesbian sister-in.
Yes.
So some interesting shit going on in Alabama. Never apparently boring.
No, not at all.
There. I also have the, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay. Give it up for Sky God and all the people at Fox News. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about everybody walking in to Fox News and in Ollie North's old studio or office or wherever the fuck it is a Muslim prayer rug in a meditation room. Isn't that fucking hilarious? Or like, ooh.
What Muslims are working for Fox News?
I don't know.
I mean, I want to talk to those people.
Yeah, I do too. God, what's your life like? These guys are bananas.
In regards to the shooting,
yes.
Here's a little bit of Trump's America for you already.
Uh-oh.
Showing up as the scene basically was unfolding.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and label him an asshole.
Yes.
Shows up carrying an American flag.
Oh, God.
And strapped with a sidearm on his side.
Who the fuck is this?
He's wearing a red baseball cap, but it's not a MAGA hat. I don't know what the hat is.
Is it
but
Chuck
it's not
Norris?
A MAGA hat.
Chuck Norris?
A man carrying American flag sidearm approached the Texas school after the shooting.
Oh, God.
Saying he was there to make America great again.
Ooh, I'm bringing more guns.
And offering his support.
Dude. Don't bring more guns to where there was just a mass shooting.
Oh, I lied.
Oh, God.
It's not a MAGA I guess it is a MAGA hat. It's a different kind of MAGA hat. The man wearing a Trump 2016 campaign hat and an army shirt said he was asked. Oh, here we go. You want to hear him?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear this fuck nut. Hey, man.
What was going
through? White.
Oh, perfect.
Let me describe him.
Yay.
White dude, probably 30s.
Okay.
Bearded. He's got dark glasses on.
Right.
He's got his Trump hat.
Ooh.
Green army shirt. He's got a pretty significantly large American flag on a pole over his shoulder.
Right.
And a prominently displayed large black pistol on his right hip.
Hey, dickbag. How the fuck, if the shit pops off, how are you supposed to get to your gun with carrying that big flag? How's that practical? You're stupid.
Well, how does this help?
No, it doesn't.
How does this guy showing up at an active school shooting
with a gun,
waving the flag with a gun on his hip, wearing a MAGA hat, how is that helping? Well, here.
Oh, okay.
Here he is.
Is he explaining being what he's interviewed. Doing there?
What was going through your head when you found out that this was going on?
To the school. Make America great again.
Bye. Bye, Joe.
What were you thinking when you heard this was going on? Get to the school. Make America great again.
Okay. We got to figure something out in this country. You figure out a mass shooting's going on in your area, and your first thought is, I'm going to bring more guns there. I'm bringing more guns to a mass shooting.
I'm willing to speculate that this guy showing up does not make any part of the scene great again.
It makes it more dangerous.
Or better.
You fuckhead. You idiot fuckhead.
Now that this is going on.
To the school. Make America great again.
By doing what? What was your plan of action?
Right. What's your plan of action?
You know what we need? You know what we need? We need a fucking merciless. There's no mercy. How do you say that? Merciless.
Merciless.
We need a merciless movie from
merciless Ming.
Christopher. Yes, from Christopher Guest, making fun of these fuckheads. You know what I mean? Like a MAGA movie from those guys, the Spinal Tap guys.
We have their tape. Why do we need a movie? We could just play clips of the actual news.
What? Why is this? Why is this our? Why is this somebody's instinct? They're like, oh, there's a mass shooting. Let me bring a gun down there. And fucking dumb.
And a 4x3 flag.
You're a fucking idiot. There's no part of you that's smart. What's it like to be a dumbass? What do you think it's like to be this guy?
Excuse me, crabdiving.com here. What's it like to be a spectacular dumb fuck?
Who fucks this guy? Does someone fuck you?
Do you have a girl?
Oh, my God.
Found out that this is going on.
To the school. Make America great again.
Yeah. By doing what? What was your plan of action?
Offering support. You just, God bless you all. We'll go a long ways right now for a lot of people.
Offer them
God.
God bless y'all is going to go a long way for a lot of people.
Hey, you big pussy. Why not a flamethrower? Why don't you make it really, really safe and bring an AR-50 set, a gun, a bigger gun? Why just a little pussy, little pistol, dickhead? What's
God
wrong with this guy?
Bless y'all is gonna go a long way.
I hope to God you didn't fucking have any kids. I hope you're not a parent.
Actions.
Offering support. You just, God bless you all. We'll go a long ways right now for a lot of people.
Fuck you.
Thank you. I'm gonna head this way. God bless y'all.
To do what?
Thank you.
We need prayers. Okay? We need prayers. This idiot is walking down the street with a damn pistol on his side, where we just had kids get shot. Okay? I'm a gun rights person. I have guns. Okay? But this idiot is walking down here and saying that he needs to make America great again. That's not what America needs. America needs prayers. We don't need this crap. I'm sorry. I believe in the
I
don't agree with
prayers that. Prayers are equally as helpful and effective as this asshole, but the prayers are innocuous.
Yes.
As opposed to this guy.
Well, he owns a bunch of fucking guns. Hey, gun right dude, that, you know, you're right.
Well,
yeah.
But this is what we need. We need gun owners to call out these extremists, these assholes, to shit upon the NRA. Fucking Dana Lash, who's crawled under her rock for a couple days now. We won't hear from her.
Yeah.
We won't hear from that Stinchfield.
That's true.
That loathsome vermin that's on the NRA TV.
Listen, gun rights guy, just know that the cost for those gun rights are those dead kids. The dead kids at that school are what our society pays for your fucking gun rights. So get down off your high horse about this guy walking around with a pistol. You both fuck your gun rights. Suck a dick. Fuck your thoughts and prayers.
I'm more welcoming to the
but dude, to the
gun owners that see the light.
Well, how do you know he does? How do you know he didn't leave a pistol on a toilet tank somewhere?
Well, why can't he be a reasonable gun owner?
I don't know. Why am I worried about his rights?
Well,
I don't give a fuck. I'm worried about those kids.
Right.
Fuck this guy.
But if he's not infringing on anybody's rights.
To come out and say publicly I'm a guns right guy at the site of a mass shooting is fucking distasteful. It really is. It's gross.
Well, but
you're missing the fucking point.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's disgusting to me. I don't know. You guys have plenty of fucking gun rights.
So that was just another bystander calling out this asshole.
Okay, I'm a gun rights person. I have guns, okay? But this idiot is walking down here and saying that he needs to make America great again. That's not what America needs. America needs prayers. We don't need this crap. I'm sorry. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in everything. But this guy right here is walking into a crime scene with a pistol on him. And I hope they get him because this is a crime scene. This is an embarrassment.
God, we're just awash with fucking guns in this country. I believe in everything. Congratulations, dude. Do you believe guns kill people?
I'm gonna run down and make America great again.
Oh God, what an idiot.
I mean, that obviously it popped into his head because he did it. He acted upon this.
I mean,
I'm going to go make America great again. I'm going to grab my flag and my gun. You know what he's saying? He's saying all the gun nuts and all the gun ninnies are going to be all squealing, trying to take my guns away. I'm going to go say, fuck you. That's what that is. That is not a, I'm here for my support and God bless y'all.
Right.
That is a giant, fuck you, anti-gun people. I'm going to show up with my flag and my Trump hat. And my gun.
Well, let me tell you something, dickhead. These millennials, they're done. They don't give a fuck about your fucking gun rights. They fucking care about those kids not getting shot. That gun nut should be nervous, the dude walking around with a flag.
A wise thing to do when you're
a fucking idiot.
It might even potentially still be inactive.
Imagine, dude, you're listening. Hey, anybody listening from the EU to this podcast?
Sure, we get downloads.
You must think
all over Europe.
America is bizarre. You must think we're the weirdest fucking place on the motherfucking planet. We just had a mass shooting at two guys, like, caterwauling about gun rights and shit. That's insane. Do you think we're insane?
It's Faithless Friday here, everybody. I also have some other stories. As we touched upon earlier, the House has rejected the farm bill.
Yes.
Giving another big giant fuck you to Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy.
Hey, Paul Ryan, this just occurred to me. You are such a fucking broke dick. You couldn't even fire the Padre.
Right. Successfully,
you're the Speaker of the House. You have all. You are third in line to the presidency, right?
Yes.
You couldn't fire the Padre. God, I mean, really, you're evil, but you're also a fucking feckless piece of shit.
The House conservatives tanked a GOP farm bill over an intra-party feud over immigration.
Yay.
Delivering a stunning blow Republican leaders as they tried to find a path forward on immigration. It was 213 to 198.
Damn.
With conservatives joining the Democrats in rejecting the measure.
Yes.
Which ultimately would have introduced tougher work requirements for SNAP benefits.
Oh, shit. Why would you do that?
Which, listen to this, were a priority for Speaker Paul Ryan.
Goddamn.
Priority. Making those takers work more. Work.
Isn't like this is a dumb thing to talk about, but the concept of helping someone means it's like you're offering help. You're like a hand. Right. You're giving someone a hand, but
in Paul Ryan's mind, it's the welfare queen driving a Cadillac, having a 60-inch TV.
Oh, yes.
Living off the government teat.
And where did that come from? The guy that used to act with the fucking chimpanzee that we made president. What a joke. We're a fucking joke.
The GOP leaders, right up till minutes beforehand, thought they might have enough support to pass the bill.
Yes.
Ryan and other GOP leaders frantically tried to flip members of the House Freedom Caucus.
Ooh.
A lot of them are pretty big. It'd be a little tough to flip.
No. You're going to have to, I don't know what you do, roll them over. Roll them.
At one point, they're just saying that Kevin McCarthy was locked in intense conversation with Representative Jody Heiss while somebody else is working on Dave Brat, it sounds like.
Yeah, geez, guys. Wear condoms.
Leadership made an offer to the Freedom Caucus that they could pick any date they wanted in June for a floor vote on a hardline immigration bill that was crafted by chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, a Republican from Virginia.
Listen to this.
It's a hardline immigration bill that they want. So here's what they're doing.
Yes.
Our way or the highway.
Well, it gives them a chance to grandstand, right?
Yep.
We're going to we're going to let you try to pass a really racist bill. God, I hate our government right now. Can't you racists get along and pass something? I mean, they're both, each side is racist.
But that wasn't enough. Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus.
Boo.
Said that they needed more of a commitment from leadership on that bill. They weren't.
Oh, okay.
They weren't.
We need you guys to be more bigoted.
The deputy press secretary, I don't know who this is, Lindsay Walters.
Lindsay Walters.
Don't know. President Donald J. Trump is disappointed in the result of today's vote in the House of Representatives on the farm bill and hopes the House can resolve any remaining issues.
No shit.
In order to achieve strong work requirements.
What the fuck?
And support our nation's agricultural community.
What does this person think the House is going to resolve?
Well, it's the president.
Yeah.
The White House vowed to continue to work with Congress to pass the farm bill.
Boo.
We had enough members that were willing to vote for the farm bill that liked the farm bill, but a small group that wanted to extract some direct pledge on immigration that we could simply not fulfill under their time frame.
So they had some crazy bullshit they wanted to add that would have been pointless, and they didn't want to look stupid presenting making it part of the bill, right?
And they didn't get their way.
They didn't get their way.
Okay. So they scuttled the whole thing.
Right. Good job.
30 Republicans voted against it.
Boo.
Mostly Freedom Caucus members.
Because it's not racist enough, right?
Yeah, they got Goodlatte has some bill that, like I said, punts on DACA.
Right.
And then, you know, wall and round up people and whatever horrible Republican thing you can think of for immigration, I'm sure is in there.
Yes.
Paul Ryan also voted no.
Okay.
Because for procedural reasons, I guess, if he votes no, they can bring it back or something like that.
So I see.
So they're going to try to bring it back. After he realized it wasn't going to fly, he voted no to be able to bring it back later.
I heard someone say that Paul Ryan would go down in history as the shittiest speaker ever. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. I've hardly paid attention to a lot before.
I mean, I don't mean to talk about this again, but you know, the firing of the preacher, whoever the fuck this guy is, the padre, the House, the Senate padre.
Yeah, Catholic priest.
Right. I think it was shitty. I think it was a shitty fucking thing to do. Right. He got fired because he prayed for the poor. Am I to understand that correctly?
Yes, that's what happened.
God damn, what, you're a fucking dickhead, you know? But a horrible, shitty thing to do. But as speaker, he didn't have enough power to make that stick.
You're right.
What a fucking lame-o! Oh, my God. Paul, you must have wanted to blow your fucking brains out when you heard that news. You know, whatever. Not to make jokes about that. God, you suck.
But now they're saying some of the frustrated Republicans, the I guess, less Freedom Caucus-y Republicans are now saying, well, this is going to possibly push that discharge petition that we talked about before.
Push my discharge.
Where there's a bunch of moderate Republicans getting together with most of the Democrats, and they'll be able to vote it to get put together enough signatures on the petition to where they can actually force a vote on an immigration package. And they've got some Queen of the Hill kind of thing where there's four different immigration packages that they're going to put up.
Package.
And the one that gets the most votes of more than 218, it has to pass first. And if there's more than one that passes, then they pick the one with the most votes, and they send that to the Senate.
So you're saying they're moderate Republicans working with Dems?
Yes.
What? That's crazy.
On DACA.
Right.
Specifically.
Why? That's a weird thing. Like, why?
Because they're not assholes. They're not the extremists of the party. They're probably in, maybe they're in purpley, less blood red states, but there's a lot of them. And there's only, 30, 40 Freedom Caucus assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the other couple hundred or the other 150-ish are less Freedom Caucus.
Who's the leader of the Freedom Caucus? Is that Louie?
Meadows.
Meadows, okay. Not Louie.
No.
God, he's the best one.
He's the official barbecuer.
Oh, okay.
after the failed vote, a frustrated Representative Dennis Ross from Florida, somewhere here in Floridia, he left the chamber warning that now more Republican members would sign on to a discharge petition intended to force votes on a series of immigration members. So these Republicans are equally saying, fuck you to the Freedom Caucus.
Fuck you.
We're going to work with the Democrats, you
assholes.
Right,
right. Got it, because it's,
The discharge petition, it says here, I'm reading from The Hill, a conservative paper.
Yeah.
Website. The discharge petition has badly divided Republicans and reminded the GOP of their stark differences on immigration.
But, like, if you're a Republican and all of a sudden you're working with the Democrats on immigration, aren't you going to get primaried out in your election by some T-loon? Because T-loon's going to say, oh, you work for the evil fucking Democrats.
That's why they might be in purpley areas. Or the people are sick of the T-loons.
They can't take them anymore.
The country is.
Oh, everybody hates you,
the Republicans
you,
might finally be saying, okay, we're done with you assholes. We're done wiping your asses.
We don't want to fucking
bending over to you.
Yes.
And the fucking country has been held hostage by these assholes since Obama became president. Before that,
right?
George Bush couldn't pass his comprehensive immigration reform.
Oh yeah,
because of assholes like this.
These fucking lunatics.
No amnesty. No amnesty.
And they don't even care if what they're doing is pointless. Am I right to understand that they just want
a
clip on C-SPAN
yelling,
justifying their fucking existence to a bunch of fucking racists?
Yeah.
Look how I stood up on the floor for my barbecuing rights.
MAGA.
MAGA. Let me see here. So the Democrats have been told to back the discharge petition.
Yes.
GOP leaders are squealing that it gives power to the minority party. You're giving them power. Well, and ever since the un-American, anti-American Hastert rule.
Yes.
Where you can't vote. You can't do that. You can't cross the aisle. Never vote against your party, no matter what.
Look where that's gotten us.
Right.
Look where that's fucking gotten us.
It's exactly the opposite of the intent of the Enlightenment dudes in the 16th century.
Ooh,
that
know.
The 27th century right, that put right. the shit together.
And you know what sucks is like that kind of shit holds the left back, you know? Think of how much more progressive we could be if we didn't have the Tea Party.
Right?
If
leadership had balls.
Right.
And ethics and scruples.
Yeah.
Republican leadership I'm talking about.
Yeah.
To stand up to these guys. If Boner had said, shut the fuck up. We're gonna work with Nancy.
What did he do,
and pass
though?
Some things that's going to help the people.
But how did he really deal with them? Did he just kind of ignore them or placate
caved.
Them? Caved.
They said, remember the Republican Senate passed a bipartisan immigration reform bill and sent it down to those assholes. And Boner threw it in a trash can. Wouldn't even bring it up. It would have passed.
And it was his bill, though, right? Was
no,
it his?
No,
it wasn't
no.
his bill.
But it would have passed.
But they didn't vote on it.
Because
God,
enough,
that is evil.
Because enough Democrats would have voted for it, and enough sane Republicans would have
yes.
voted for it. But he didn't want to piss off the knuckle draggers. And
he
the,
was worried that if he was a politician that brought immigration reform, he would be primaried out of existence or something.
Yeah, rhino.
God, boy, the GOP just sucks so much dick.
It's really heinous. It's
and
a group
not in
of
a
lunatics.
Good way.
A group of lunatics.
Look, you guys all got A pluses from the NRA. Good job. Good job, fuckheads.
But kind of funny. I mean, we need re-upping on the farm bill and everything like that, but it is nonetheless still a little funny that they can't get their own shit together.
Right.
I'm really amazed that Trump hasn't blamed the Democrats yet.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Not one Democrat voted for the farm bill. They're obstructionists. That's literally what he's been doing. Every
it's
time
insane.
His own assholes won't vote. The Democrats, none of the Democrats voted. Well, nobody points out, or he doesn't point out, that they could have passed it with all Republican votes. But your own assholes, you can't
right.
make your own assholes happy.
And Paul Ryan's shitty.
Yeah, you blame the Democrats.
Do you think it's more that Paul Ryan is shitty that he can't pass anything, that he can't get his lunatics in line? Or is that impossible?
I don't know if you can.
They're just all shit.
Right. And what they need to do is this discharge petition type stuff.
Yeah.
And start marginalizing these assholes and saying, fuck you. We're not going to cater to you. We've tried working with you, you assholes. You put a gun to the head of
right.
the nation time and time again. If you don't get 100 fucking percent of everything you want, you little titty whiny pissy baby.
Oh, yeah. They lose their fucking mind.
Our way to highway. Our way to highway. Our way to highway.
I mean, it's clear. Like. This party can't govern, right?
Right.
Your president, your leader needs to be impeached. It's obvious. He's dirty as fuck. You don't care. Yeah. If these guys don't, we don't vote these guys out of office, we're never going to get rid of this Donald.
So this Bill Gates stuff.
Oh, God. I mean, this is the best thing on the planet, right?
I mean. It's really amazing. It's been a big news day, but
yes.
I'm sure a Trumpian response is forthcoming at some point.
Because yes.
there's no fucking way this is all over the internet. It's all over everywhere.
Hold on a second. There's that mass shooting today.
I said it's going to be a day or two.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. I mean, God, that would be amazing if he did.
But sometime maybe this weekend he'll be bored and when he's not golfing.
What is he going to say?
And
to
he'll
Bill
feel
Gates?
Compelled to go after Bill Gates.
But Donald, I mean, you know, I don't know. How can you be so dumb?
God, there was so much from this. I mean, the big clip that's going around, that's making the rounds on social media is something about he had to explain the difference between HPV and HIV to Donald Trump or something like that.
They're different, right? I mean, you know, they're different. Ask Ben Carson.
Yes.
I mean, he's a doctor, Donald. God. No. What an
idiot. This is This was actually a Chris Hayes exclusive on MSNBC.
Wow. Oh, aren't you proud, Chris?
They unearthed this video of Bill Gates somewhere at some conference, some meeting or something or other. He's on a stage being interviewed.
Yeah.
And was asked what it was like to meet Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
It's really amazing.
You ever wonder what people who've actually met Donald Trump, especially powerful, successful people in American business and beyond, who've had to try and interact with him because he's a leader of the free world, say about those encounters behind closed doors? Now, All In has obtained some never-before-seen footage that gives you a good idea of what one of the wealthiest men in the world, Bill Gates, thinks of the president. Bill Gates took questions during a recent Gates Foundation meeting with staff, and he talked about meeting Donald Trump. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, so I never met Donald Trump before he was elected. There was a thing during the election where he and I were at the same place, and I avoided him. Anyway, then he got elected, and so I went to see him in December. He knew my daughter Jennifer. Because Trump has this horse show thing down in Florida. In fact, he went up and talked to Jen and was being super nice. And then, like 20 minutes later, he flew in a helicopter to the same place. So clearly he had been driven away, but he wanted to make a grand entrance in a helicopter.
So this is some horse event that his daughter must do dressage or whatever or something.
He left and came back.
But he said she was talking to him, and then like 20 minutes later, he left and came in by helicopter.
Oh, wow. What is wrong with
How this? Shocking.
Oh, my God. I know. It's not surprising
right,
at
in
all.
Right, in the least bit. In the tiniest least bit.
This guy's going to negotiate with Kim Jong-un. Good. Good, good, good.
I got to go. I'll be back in like 20 on the helicopter. I gotta make my entrance.
Let's just take a moment to appreciate the bang up job you've done in the middle fucking east, by the way.
Spectacular.
God.
Then, like 20 minutes later, he flew in a helicopter to the same place. So clearly he had been driven away, but he wanted to make a grand entrance in a helicopter. Anyway, so when I first talked to him, it was actually kind of scary how much he knew about my daughter's appearance. Melinda didn't like that too well.
Good God.
It's scary how much he knew about my daughter's appearance. Melinda didn't like that too well.
I was thinking about like...
Okay. Trump waddles over and is like, "Oh, Bill Gates, good to see you. Your daughter's a real piece of ass, if I remember. She's got a great rack on her and nice long legs and stuff. Yes.
I'm going to put some gum in my mouth. Start kissing her." God, could you imagine?
Gross.
Hey, Bill, why don't you compare and contrast just for the sake of fairness? What was it like meeting Obama? Did you ever meet Obama?
Right.
Did Obama know a bunch of creepy shit about your fucking daughter?
Did Obama grab Melinda by the pussy?
How old is Bill Gates? How old is your daughter? How old is Bill Gates' daughter?
You're asking me? I don't have that research in front of me. Kate, here is Bill Gates continuing.
It was actually kind of scary how much he knew about my daughter's appearance. Melinda didn't like that too well. Anyway, so I saw him in Trump Tower. You know, I said, "Hey, science and innovation is a great thing."
Science and innovation is a great thing. This is the level. Obama would have had him there discussing very specific things with Don. He has to say, you know, science good.
Right.
Science good. Innovation good.
I would say I would take Bill's side and say, "Listen, why is it so fucking hard to do a mail merge on Microsoft Word? What's up with that? I've had so many miserable times. You have to do it for me when I need that. I can't even figure it out." Why, Bill? Why is it so fucking difficult? Congratulations on eradicating malaria in Africa, though.
Malaria.
Malaria. Malaria.
I get rid of malaria. Jennifer Catherine Gates, 22 years old.
God, Trump, stay away from these. God, you're president.
She's a student at Stanford.
Right.
Yeah, oh, your daughter. I remember her. She looks great.
She's 22 years old now. When was Bill Gates talking
about? Right, right. A couple years ago. Well, no, last year. It was after the election.
21. Okay. Whatever.
You should be a leader who drives.
Wait, let me back up a little bit.
Melinda didn't like that too well. Anyway, so I saw him at Trump Tower. You know, I said, hey, science and innovation is a great thing. You should be a leader who drives innovation. And that conversation was about a broad set of things in energy, in education. You know, pick things you want to do that are big. HIV vaccine, you could, you know, accelerate that. Be associated.
HIV vaccine, you could accelerate that. So now in Trump's mind.
Boring. Boring. He's not listening. I guarantee you at this point in the conversation, Donald Trump is checking asses out. You know, he's just not paying. He's thinking about Wendy's or having a burger.
He's thinking of Bill Gates' daughter bouncing up and down in the saddle.
Absolutely.
In education, you know, pick things you want to do that are big. HIV vaccine, you could, you know, accelerate that. Be associated with innovation. And then the second time I saw him was the march after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing.
Anti-vaxxer Don.
Right, right. Oh, my God.
So Bill Gates is like, you know, HIV vaccine, stuff like that. And Trump's like, wait a minute. I thought vaccines are bad.
Oh, my God. You're talking to Bill Gates. Imagine Bill Gates is like, this is my fucking president. And you think about what he does with his foundation to help the world. What he wants to partner with a president who's got like. It's like he's talking to an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck? I'm talking to an anti-vaxxer that's horny for my fucking daughter.
Listen, Bill, I understand and everything, but I was talking to Jenny McCarthy, and she's got a great rack.
Oh, God.
And she says that vaccines cause autism.
What's that other guy? What's that comedian who's an anti-vaxxer? Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Deuce Bigelow says I shouldn't use vaccines.
Looking forward to a rash of smallpox.
Alex Jones, one of my close personal advisors.
Yeah. Are they're buddies. They're buddies.
After that, so March 2017 in the White House, in both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing. Because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines.
He wanted to start a commission, an anti-vaxxer commission.
What do you think the ill effects are of not getting an HIV vaccine if there's one available? God, it's like...
Because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
that's a dead end. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Don't create a commission to try to prove that vaccines are bad.
This is kind of hilarious. How many anti-vaxxers is Bill Gates exposed to? None. There's none. I guarantee you Bill Gates has
no friends.
His
regular circle of, yeah.
No friends that are anti-vaxxers. No friends that vote Republicans. Probably no friends that are totally fucking stupid. All of his friends believe vaccinations are good. He doesn't know how to deal with this guy.
And that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that. Both times he wanted to know if there was a difference between HIV and HPV. So I was able to explain that those are rarely confused with each other.
Bill Gates,
those are rarely,
by the way,
confused with each other.
Bill Gates, not funny.
No.
Not a funny dude.
He's killing it.
I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's making this shit up about HPV, HIV. I don't think he's joking.
Oh, my God.
Because he said both times I had to explain to him the difference between HPV and HIV. Wasn't HIV what Rick Perry shot into the vaginas of little girls in Texas?
Let me, I just want to make sure I heard this correctly. Bill Gates said that he told Donald Trump HPV and HIV are two things that are rarely confused. People are rarely as dumb as you are, Donald. It's rare.
HIV and HPV. So I was able to explain that those are rarely confused with each other.
Oh, but wait, there's more, including how President Trump talks about himself next.
When I walked in, his first sentence kind of threw me off. He said, Trump hears that you don't like what Trump is doing. And I thought, wow, but you're Trump.
Fuck.
Trump hears that you don't like what Trump is doing.
Damn, that's weird.
What
man.
A fucking asshole.
What a wacko thing.
Talking
to
about
say.
Himself in the third person. How cartoonish. How, I mean, you couldn't write a script.
I don't even understand that. Say that like Donald Trump.
Trump hears that you don't like what Trump is doing.
Is he talking to a person?
I don't know. Trump hears that you don't like what Trump is doing.
You don't believe in vaccinations. He's going to establish it. Is he still going to have a commission on vaccines? Probably not.
Maybe listen to Bill Gates. I don't know.
He has a voter fraud.
He hasn't commission. Had a meeting with Deuce Bigelow and Jenny McCarthy yet.
What's crazier? That he thinks, how many illegal people voted fraudulent votes there in California?
However many it takes for him to beat Hillary in the popular vote.
So like 2 million, he's 2 million yeah. people voted illegally in California, but there's no evidence. Is that crazier than the anti-vaxxer thing? And it's crazy. Why would there be no evidence of 2 million people? If 2 million people do anything, there's evidence of something happening. It's 2
you
million
might find one.
Motherfucking goddamn fucking people.
I concur.
There's going to be something you did.
Unlikely
dickhead.
That you would not uncover some of that.
Bill Gates doesn't even know how to respond to the guy. He's like, no, that would be a dead end. That would be a bad thing to do. That sounds like he's talking to a child. People are rarely as dumb as you are.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yeah, no shit. There's no faith. There's no faith. There's no nothing.
We played a clip a couple of days ago of Rick Wiles. We hadn't heard from him in a while.
How are you so calm right now? Do you realize that your president doesn't know the difference between HIV and HPV? That's crazy. We should be throwing our chairs and running around screaming. That's nuts. He has access to nukes, but doesn't know the difference between HPV and HIV.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
Oh, you dumbass.
I like you. Because you are special.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
That's insane, though. How does that happen?
We need a
test if you want to be president. Something to prove just not you're not dumb as fuck. That you're not fucking you're not a moron.
Yeah, we haven't really needed that before. We assumed.
Rex Tillerson, you were right. He's a fucking moron.
So last we heard from Rick Wiles was a couple days ago in that spectacular clip when he was rebuking Michelle Bachmann, apparently in need of some anti-Bachmann magic, because I don't know what kind of shit's going on there.
We live in Harry Potter. We live in Harry Potter.
He had to cast a spell.
You're either casting bullshit magic or you're dumb as shit. That's our society.
So here is... God, this says End Times broadcaster Rick Wiles remains irate over the fact that former Representative Michelle Bachmann recently apologized for past remarks in which she said that Christians must focus on converting Jews because end times are near.
Yeah, I don't believe she was sincere. I really fucking don't. I don't give a fuck. It's Michelle Bachmann. Fuck off. But God, Rick, one of your dickheaded people, at least. Even if she faked it, it's something, right? She said, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's also mad at John Hagee. That who is fraud. That? He's that old super church asshole in Texas.
Oh, God. Like a mega church?
Yeah, mega church guy.
Shit. Fuck you.
he also, apparently Rick Wiles is mad at him.
Yes.
Because Hagee didn't mention Jesus during his prayer at the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
Oh, my fucking God. Damn. Damn it. It's like our country said Jerusalem's the capital. We moved our embassy. Not enough. Not enough.
They apparently they tainted it by not casting the right Jesus spell over it.
You know, Hagee, if I'm a right-wing nut job dickhead politician, I can't tell you how pissed off I'm going to get at fundamentalists. Like they're doing everything. John, they're doing everything to suck off your dick.
But this is Rick Wiles mad at Hagee.
What? Wait.
Because he didn't invoke the right Jesus spell when they opened the new embassy in Jerusalem.
Can't you be thankful that you had an embassy in Jerusalem? Isn't that enough, though?
But he might have ruined the God magic in some way.
Are you serious?
I don't. Well, listen.
God. People.
What is the spirit of Antichrist? People keep talking about the Antichrist. The Bible doesn't say there is an Antichrist. It says there's a spirit of Antichrist. And what is the spirit of Antichrist? It is anybody or anything that denies that Jesus Christ came to earth as God in human flesh. That is Antichrist. If you deny it, then you are Antichrist. And the Jews and Judaism is Antichrist. Any Jew.
Any Jew is Antichrist.
There we go. The Jew's getting some collateral damage as usual.
Oh, God,
usual.
Rick, you're just full of garbage. Nothing you believe in is real.
Christ. And the Jews and Judaism is Antichrist. Any Jew that denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God in human flesh, he is Antichrist. Judaism is Antichrist. Islam is Antichrist. Hinduism, Buddhism, all those isms, Antichrist, yeah, because they deny the virgin birth of the Son of God. Yes. They deny that he is deity in human flesh. They're Antichrist. There's going to be a man of perdition, a man of destruction. Uh-oh. But the Bible doesn't call him Antichrist. It calls him the man of destruction.
Oh, fuck you.
Right? He's the man of destruction. By the way, and just for the record, I personally believe that man of perdition, the one that you call Antichrist, I personally believe he will be a homosexual Jew.
I personally believe he will be a homosexual Jew.
Oh, my God.
Just so y'all know.
Hey, Rick, I just talked to Jesus the same way you do in my fucking head. I just talked to Jesus. He hates you. He fucking hates you so much. In fact, he says, I hope the Antichrist fucks up Rick Wiles. I hope the Antichrist fucks up all your motherfucking Sundays.
I personally believe it's going to be a homosexual Jew.
The one that you call Antichrist, I personally believe he will be a homosexual Jew. That is my personal view. I just said it on national television. Yeah. You watch out for global Zionism taking over this planet.
Oh. Fuck you. God,
where's
loser.
Vero Beach, Florida?
No, it's in fucking, I don't know, man. It's south or something like that.
That's
south.
It's where Rick is.
Oh, really? I thought he lived in Alabama or something.
No, that's...
Vero Beach is nice.
That's the other one that talks from his iPhone in the woods with his dogs. I forget. Joyner. Rick Joyner.
Oh, yeah.
This is Rick Wiles. You got the wrong Rick.
Oh, okay. I get
for global Zionism. Taking over this planet through artificial intelligence. There are two things that you can.
So the Jews are using artificial intelligence to take over the planet.
God damn. How do your kids, do you have kids? Do they listen to your show? Or are they like, God.
Oh, they're in the family business. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, maybe they think you're dumb as fuck.
How many of these assholes have crotch spawn that don't fall right into the family fraud game?
Oh, yeah. Rick Wiles is on the Atlantic side near Port St. Lucie. Way down there in Florida.
Oh, way down there.
Yeah, between, I don't know, parallel to Tampa, I guess.
And it. Through artificial intelligence. There are two things that you cannot publicly criticize now. You cannot criticize the homosexual agenda, and you cannot criticize Zionism.
The homosexual agenda.
Which, the homosexual agenda. I want to be able to walk down the street without somebody yelling the F word at me.
What is, yeah, what is the homosexual agenda?
I want my rights. I want my civil rights.
Well, I want to ask Rick what the homosexual agenda is.
The agenda is I want my goddamn rights. And fuck you, you fucking bigot. That's the fucking
criticize
agenda.
The homosexual agenda, and you cannot criticize Zionism. Those two are together. They're driven by the same spirit. And what is coming is a global entity that is going to be Zionism and homosexuality. Okay. And it's going to be operated through artificial intelligence. What? And it's going to be policed through the most high-tech surveillance society that you can imagine. It will be a
gay robot that is also Jewish with like laser eyes or some bullshit.
Okay,
AI. Yeah. The gay AI is going to rape you. Is that what he's saying? Gay AI is going to rape us.
You'll be pretty safe from Friday till sunset to sundown, or sundown to sunset, right?
Wait, it's a robot. Does it follow the rules?
Well, if it's a gay Jew.
Gay Jew robot. God, that's insane.
Oops.
How stupid.
It's
all so fucking dumb. This is all garbage. Oh, God.
Well, yeah, it's all crazy. Where is he? Here he is.
Is a global entity that is going to be Zionism and homosexuality. And it's going to be operated through artificial intelligence. And it's going to be policed through the most high-tech surveillance society that you can imagine. It will be a nightmare. And if you question, if you criticize homosexuality or Zionism, you are going to be ostracized. You're going to be persecuted. They're going to come after you.
You should be ostracized.
Yeah,
fuck
dude.
You. What do you care?
Right.
What genital people put in their mouths? What do you care, Rick?
You know, Rick, you bastard, you fucknut. You're the reason. I bet you inspire people to do hate crimes.
Sure.
Honestly, people like you are the fucking problem.
Persecuted. They're going to come after you. Israel embraces homosexuality. They need to be told you're sinners. You're going to go to hell. You need to repent. You need to call upon the name of Jesus.
Oh, fuck you.
There we go.
Call upon this, dickhead. You're not the victim, fucknut. You're not the victim. You're the bad guy.
You people won't let me hate. And you won't let me force you to hate and force the government to hate and throw stinky gay people in jail and stuff. You're persecuting me.
Dude, you're persecuting gay people. You're spreading this hatred, this homophobia. God, I'm so sad there's no Jesus, because if there were, he would make sure you roasted in hell. He would make sure. He'd write a little sticky note. When Rick Wiles dies, send his fucking homophobic dick-headed ass to hell, straight to hell, and he can burn forever. That's what Jesus would say to you. Right, Kate?
Yeah, I don't think Jesus would be hanging with any of these assholes.
Roast, fucknut. No. Jesus would come down from the heavens and with his laser eyes, like, fry this guy, right? Right in the keister.
Franklin Graham is casting some Christian magic, too, urging a...
I thought he was dead.
Franklin.
Oh, okay. Oh, his shitty son. Okay.
Shittier.
Shittier, huh?
The dad was pretty bad. This
guy's
heinous. Franklin Graham issued an urgent call to prayer after North Korea's Kim Jong-un threatened, or as our president says, Kim Jong-un. Did you ever notice, like, he has to stop?
Does he have a hard time?
And remind himself what his name is?
Well, the guy doesn't know the difference between HIV and HPV. We don't know what he knows and what he doesn't know. He's stupid.
I've got them both. I don't know.
I got them both. Is that true?
After Kim Jong-un, well, no, he said that his personal Vietnam was getting through the 60s and 70s without an STD, right?
Did he really say that?
Yeah. He told Howard Stern that. Because Howard said, you didn't go to Nam. And he said, no, my Vietnam was I didn't get any STDs.
Oh, God. Why did you want to be president?
It's our president.
Dumb fucking president. You dumb fuck.
So Franklin Graham is asking, for magic spells, saying, quote, the Korean Peninsula is one of the most volatile regions in the world, but God can work in the hearts and minds of leaders. Let's join together in prayer for Kim Jong-un, for President Trump, and for peace.
Why am I praying for a guy that commits war crimes? Why am I praying for a guy that isn't there like horrible like prison camps?
He puts families in gulags because a family member did something wrong.
Franklin Graham, if you pray to a God and he helps that guy, your God is shit. Your God's a garbage God. You worship a garbage God. How do you like that, dickhead?
Franklin Graham is pretty gross. He and his sister both are assholes, really fervently anti-LGBTQ and really just hate-filled cum rags.
Fuck these hate-filled cum rags.
The
hate-filled cum rag, 1999.
God, this is driving me crazy. So now Trump is jumping on this zero evidence, unproven bullshit that there was a secret Obama operative.
Obama.
And the FBI had a secret spy.
Of course.
In his campaign.
Dude, his constituents love this shit.
Oh, God,
They love it.
Even at the Hill. Talk of unproven FBI plant in Trump campaign circulates among Republicans.
Talk of something that there's no evidence for is becoming popular. That's what that headline means, right?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck, man?
And now they're saying they think they know who it was.
Oh, the operative? Yes. Who was it?
A small cadre.
Cadre.
Of
cadre.
House Republicans believe they've sniffed out the identity of a confidential FBI informant.
We've done sniffed him out, boy.
Who reportedly met with Trump campaign officials.
Yes.
During the election, the GOP lawmakers have raised alarm bells about the alleged source in service of their argument that the FBI inappropriately spied on members of the Trump campaign.
I have a guess as to who this is.
They don't say.
Idris Elba.
None of the lawmakers have so far made their suspicions about the person's identity public.
Yes.
Some Republicans privately fear that the alleged informant has been misidentified. So they're going to throw somebody under the bus.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
With zero evidence.
Right.
In the true Republican fashion.
Boo.
Justice Department refusing to provide access to the information they need to confirm their suspicions, arguing that doing so would endanger the person's life.
No shit. So they can't say who this guy is.
This has done little to check conservatives who publicly suggested that the FBI placed a mole in Trump's campaign in order to manufacture evidence against him. They want everything, and the Justice Department is saying, no, some of this information we may have gotten from people whose lives could be in danger if they're outed,
right,
if their names are given. And the Republicans say, we don't fucking care. I don't care. But we got to save Trump.
Am I understanding it correctly? They're worried about manufacturing evidence against Trump. So if somebody wears a wire and Trump says something incriminating.
Well, right.
And then Mueller gets it. Well, I don't know. That's a weird definition of manufacturing, right?
All they're trying
to
do is put more shit on the pile to try to discredit the ultimate Mueller finding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can say Trump getting on there saying 13 Democrats, big time Democrats. It's all they all are.
Yeah, he always says that.
They're all against me. It's not fair.
Am I insane, or does he use big time a lot?
Bigly, yeah.
Big time.
President Trump today on the Twitter.
Yes.
Amplified the allegations.
Ooh.
Quoting from some asshole on Fox.
Oh, perfect.
Fox News anchor David, the appropriately named David Assman. I've never heard of him. David Assman. Assman.
Assman. Do you ever see that Seinfeld episode? Ass Man?
I don't remember that one.
That was a good one. Ass Man.
The Trump quoted a claim from David Ass Man that the Justice Department, quote, put a spy in the Trump campaign in order to, quote, frame Donald Trump for crimes he didn't commit.
I don't know that they needed a spy. So did they really need a spy?
Not only was there a spy,
yes,
but the spy was there to frame him.
Oh my God.
So now if it find, what if they find out that, yeah, they were talking to somebody, somebody was squealing on him as far back as the campaign. Now the Republicans are shitting
he's a spy
on that and saying he was only there to frame him. He wasn't whistleblowing. He was framing him.
But what probably happened, Mueller goes to this guy and he's like, listen, we got all this evidence against you.
If it happened,
you're going to go to jail if you don't cooperate. That's not really a spy, right? It's like an informant.
Right.
Isn't that what happened with
right,
some like Manafort's son-in-law, right?
The usual scumbags are lining up to human centipede behind Trump.
Are you reading that, or did you make that up just now?
I made that up.
Okay. You were looking right at the screen when you said human
centipede. Oh, I was reading ahead while I was
really
saying...
It really looked like you read it.
Oh, I was I was reading the next paragraph while I was saying that.
What publication is this?
The Hill.
They're not going to say...
They're not going to say that at The Hill.
They're not like Wonkette. Human centipede.
The usual assholes. Representative Jim Jordan.
Yay!
Of Ohio.
Hey, he's a dickhead.
If they did this, if there was a plant, if there was a spy, if there was an informant put in the other party's campaign during the election, that is as wrong as it gets. Trump tweeted, bigger than Watergate.
Oh my God. Just fuck everyone. These Republicans. You motherfuckers. You motherfuckers stole the fucking election. You installed your big man baby up there.
Jock strap washer for Team Treason's Devin Nunes rang in.
Fuck you, boy.
I think if the campaign was somehow set up, I think that would be a problem, right? If there were somehow meetings that occurred and all this was a setup.
Well, Devin, why didn't you figure this out in your big fucking investigation?
Well, they're trying to say, too, that the Don Jr. I Love It meeting was a setup.
Was it trapped by Mueller?
But it worked. Well, Mueller wasn't anywhere around at that point.
Yeah, but that's
this
what
is campaign.
But what
the
FBI. They?
It was the FBI,
FBI, not Mueller. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well. It was a sting operation.
The conservative media has been churning over the identity of the informant for months.
Yes.
Fox News' Sean Hannity on Wednesday said, I think we know, but it's not clear. He says, I think we know.
Right.
But, and then the Hill says, it's not clear how they think they know who it
okay.
is.
Okay. Okay.
Rudy Giuliani still apparently hasn't shat the bed too much because he was allowed on telly.
Right.
For a really long interview with, why, Chris Cuomo on CNN.
The only reason I can think that this guy is out there talking is because he's confusing. And he confuses idiots, right? He confuses the story for the mouth breathers.
Giuliani spoke a tiny bit of truth. He said neither the president nor the legal team knows for sure if the FBI used a confidential informant. I don't know for sure, nor does the president.
Yes.
If there really was one. For a long time, we've been told there was some kind of infiltration.
Ooh, yes.
At one time, the president thought it was a wiretap. See? So now
I remember that.
Right.
So now they're justifying that bullshit fucking statement.
His tweet that said Obama wiretapped me.
But they're lying. They're just using the fact that it was said earlier to justify him saying it now.
Yes.
This is nuts. This is nuts.
The name has been whispered around Capitol Hill for weeks. Some Intelligence Committee lawmakers claim not to know the source's identity at all. Among themselves, they refer to the informant as source number two.
Is this like Deep Throat?
The Hill is not reporting the identity of the person they've identified because none of the lawmakers have been willing to make on-the-record comments about who the person is.
So?
Oh, I'm sure if I do some internet digging, it's out there. I can't imagine all of these assholes have kept their mouths shut.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Who knows?
Right.
Who would have been a mole early on in the campaign?
Ivanka.
It'd be funny, Jared.
Yeah. Melania!
Yeah, I'd said.
Please, Melania!
Hello, I'm calling to leak.
Oh, I hate him so much. I bet she did it. I bet what happened. Melania gave that speech at the RNC. Her fucking stupid fucking staffers gave her a speech. Michelle Obama did, right?
Yes.
And then because of that, she was so pissed off. She's like, I'm going to fuck everybody. And that's when it started. Right, Kate? Right?
Yeah. I said I thought she was the leaker from a while back.
You already said that?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Remember I do the hello, I'm calling to leak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. I'm going with Ivanka.
Oh, Ivanka. Well, you could choose Barracuda Melania, too. Face. I don't have a...
You think it's Barracuda Face?
No, please. He can't.
You don't think
I'm
he's
not
a
sure
leaker?
He can operate a device.
No. Like he can't handle the recorder or something.
He can't phone stupid calls fuck together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Chris Wray.
Yeah, the FBI guy.
Director of the FBI.
Right.
Said during a routine budget hearing yesterday.
Ooh.
Does anybody in the intelligence community knows human sources in particular who put themselves at great risk to work with us, with our foreign partners, have to be able to trust that we're going to protect their identities?
Yes, right. There's a whole movie franchise about that. Mission Impossible. They're always protecting the identities of these other agents.
Yeah.
You should see the bullshit Tom Cruise goes to make this happen. He's got to use all his fucking powers.
God, these Republicans are shitholes.
Oh, they really are, right?
Valerie Plame. They
outed her.
Outed
Cheney,
a
right?
Person. Yeah. They outed an undercover operative, putting her potentially in danger. Wasn't it because her husband said something bad about
Bush
or I don't even remember what the
what do you think it's
specifics
like
were?
Reading Dick Cheney's journal. Dear diary, today I outed a spy and then I shot my buddy in the face while going pheasant hunting. I'm a shithead.
Right after I infused the spinal fluid of 6-month-old infants
this guy,
stay alive.
Yeah, this guy's on the transplant list for a fucking heart.
He's gotten a couple.
Oh, my God.
Already.
Hey, guys who do transplants, I don't mean to be a dickhead or nothing, but is there nothing in there that's like, we're not going to give a total asshole
I'm
a
sure
fucking
there
organ?
Was, I'm sure there was no manipulation
of
the list there involved at all.
This fucking Blackwater little motherfucker's probably buzzed in, grabbed the heart, and shoved it right up his asshole.
God, what if you got like a Muslim person's heart or
oh, God.
Or like a black person, a black gay Muslim's
heart.
Oh,
my God.
That would...
I apologize for all white people.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been a great week. We do this 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday.
It's been a crazy week.
It's another one of these year-long weeks in the Trumpian era.
Yes.
It's
fucking school shootings, man. I can't imagine. What do you think has went on since we've been on the air? It's probably all these Republicans going thoughts and prayers, a bunch of bullshit, blah, blah, blah.
Liberals are jumping on the anti-gun bandwagon.
Fuck off, you know.
Hashtag gun control is trending. Santa Fe is trending.
Yes.
Thundercats is trending.
Again, and we don't even fucking know, right? There's probably a new movie coming out.
Ted Cruz is trending.
Ooh.
Ted Cruz mocks gun control advocates.
What a fucking lunatic. God. He's an asshole. I mean, I don't even know how other Republicans like this fucking guy. Didn't Lindsey Graham say if somebody murdered Ted Cruz, you wouldn't have any witnesses on the floor of the Senate?
Ted Cruz, right. You could kill him on the floor of the Senate.
And there'd be no witnesses.
Right. Ted Cruz is on his way to Santa Fe High School in Texas right now to visit the scene of the mass shooting. This person says, may I remind you, Ted Cruz is rated A+ by the NRA and has accepted 77,000+ in campaign donations from them this year alone.
You are a vomit.
Oh, everybody's pissed at Ted Cruz for going there. That's what it is.
Oh, I see.
He's going to the site, the scene of the shooting.
Well, maybe
nobody wants to see him.
How about that guy showing up with a gun and a flag? That is bananas.
Clueless.
An idiot. Bringing a gun to a mass shooting.
The only good thing Mike Huckabee did in his entire life.
Which is what?
Make sure that Ted Cruz couldn't come up on stage when he was there doing the victory dance with Kim Davis when she got out of jail.
Marvelous. That was magnificent.
That was perfect. And the fact that it was
Kismet.
That it was filmed.
Yeah.
Remember that little staffer? Ted Cruz is getting ready to make his way up to the stage where Kim Davis and Mike Huckabee
But Mike Huckabee got there early and pissed all over the trees and made sure that it was his place.
Ted Cruz got boxed out.
And he set up the whole thing. Ted Cruz shows up there to capture some camera time.
Fuck you.
And there's pictures, there's videos of this little toady his hand up and saying, you can't go up there. And the look on Ted's face was spectacular.
Just marvelous. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than right wing nut job butt hurt. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was great. And public humiliation at the same time. His self aggrandizement shot down.
Pence loves it.
Just a perfect scene.
Ooh.
But fuck Mike Huckabee for, of course, being the one that.
Why couldn't you have pulled out? Maybe you wouldn't have this shitty fucking press secretary to listen to all the time. You know what I mean? Like a sperm mint for the egg that made this Sarah Huckabee. Why didn't you blow it all over the decorator pillow?
Well, this one is going to drive you crazy. And this is Trump's America. And this is just another example.
Was this racism?
Of just the horrific shit people that exist on that side.
Why can't we rise up against these shit people, man?
This is, let's all shit in the direction of Jasmina Saavedra, a candidate for the 44th District of California.
Yes.
A GOP candidate, undoubtedly, you would know after even we tell you this story.
Yeah.
This asshole was at a Denny's in Los Angeles. I don't know which one. It could be a Denny's of which we have been in.
God, I mean,
I don't know which one it was.
I'm in all of them.
The Republican candidate for Congress in California, shit-stained Jasmina Saavedra, filmed herself at a Denny's in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Going into the women's bathroom to confront a transgender woman.
Oh my God.
Who's literally in the fucking stall when this asshole barrels her way in there saying, you shouldn't be in here. I feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God. Kate, get Wakanda on the phone. Get me Black Panther. I need to talk to him for a second because this is bullshit.
And she's on like Facebook Live. She grabs a selfie stick. First of all,
oh my God,
you're a spectacular asshole if you're carrying a selfie stick around with
you. Hold on a second. She's running for office.
Of course.
If you vote for this piece of shit, you're garbage. Honestly.
Okay, this is happening right now in Denny's and Winter.
I don't know why it froze up.
God. So she goes, that how is that like not harassment?
Well, right.
You know what I mean? Like, if think about it, you go into the bathroom, all of a sudden you're in the bathroom and some dickhead starts filming you and bugging you while you're in the fucking bathroom. Yeah. I don't want to be talked to or engaged in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you're in the stall minding your own business, taking care of your stuff.
Leave me alone.
And this asshole kicks in the door. And says, I don't feel comfortable.
I don't feel comfortable, number one. I'm in the Denny's bathroom. No offense, Denny's. Not my favorite place on the fucking planet
on the
to
time
be.
Of day, yeah.
Now, it's all, you know, fuck that. You know, and now all of a sudden somebody's giving you shit because of your fun parts, whatever you have between your legs.
I like Denny's.
God, fuck this lady. I like Denny's too, yeah. I don't like their bathrooms that much. That's all. Sorry.
So I'm having problems with the video here.
Why is our internet so shitty in the US? What's wrong
with
us?
I think it's the website that I'm on. Okay. Also,
fuck you. Is it net neutrality?
I'm trying to use the ladies' room right now. Ladies' room. Man here saying that he's
the
lady. So
she's in the bathroom
and
she's aimed at the door, at the closed door stall.
The problem is you're a moron. That's the big issue here. Do you know? Is this person's stupid? Get woke.
Then she goes back out. Anyway, this fucking asshole.
With a selfie stick?
With a fucking selfie stick.
Oh, my God. Just mind your own business. Have empathy. Don't be a shithead. I don't know. That's just some advice.
What a horrific.
This person's a carbuncle.
Horrific.
God, I'm in the bathroom at Denny's. Now I'm getting filmed because I'm a transgender person. Fuck off.
She told the camera she was attempting to use a women's restroom when she realized a trans woman occupied the stall. So that guy is violating my right to use the ladies' room here, and he's saying that he's a lady. Stupid guy, she says.
Oh, God. You're fucking with his rights. Or her rights.
She said California politicians are endangering a woman like her.
Oh, God.
With laws that permit trans people to use restrooms that can correspond to their identified gender.
This is amazing. This person is harassing someone in the bathroom, and she's saying she is the victim. That is amazing.
The victim comes out of the bathroom with this asshole waiting outside.
Leave me the fuck alone.
She said, you're invading my privacy. The asshole says to the poor transgender woman, you're invading my privacy.
But the asshole brought the camera.
This is Republican logic.
Oh, my God. You guys, the unidentified, party, you're scourged.
The unidentified woman responded, excuse me, I was using the toilet. Why are you singling me out, lady? And I saw you yesterday following me.
So this asshole
is making a whole production out of it.
You're harassing this person. You are. She just wants to pee. Do you know why people go in the bathroom, dickhead, to pee? That's why.
The woman left the restaurant as Saavedra called her stupid. And diners looked on. She said to the camera, I was with my pepper spray ready, and I called the manager to help me. How can I be with a man inside the ladies' room just because he thinks he's a lady? This is unbelievable. Only in California this happens.
You know, in California, I hope to Christ nobody votes for you. This person better not get elected. What an asshole.
On her Vote for Jazz website, she's running for the state's 44th district, wants to work to preserve morals and faith.
Fuck
for
you.
Conservative families.
How about don't bring your selfie stick into a fucking bathroom and harass people in there just trying to fucking pee? Do you think the people who might vote for you need a legislator, or do they need a fucking bathroom attendant?
It's a Democratic district. The Representative Nanette Diaz-Bedegon is the incumbent who this asshole is challenging. This is the candidate. This is the Republican candidate.
That's terrifying.
This is who these people are. They're garbage people.
Bigot.
Like that fucker in the restaurant in New York City, who's really not having a great couple of days, fortunately.
There are some people that are going to hear this person. They say, well, she's running for office on the GOP ticket. She must be right. Now I feel emboldened to do bad shit. That's the problem.
So the incumbent Democrat, Nanette Diaz-Bedegon, issued a statement saying, I'm appalled by the treatment that this woman received for simply trying to use the restroom. Everyone has the right to their own identity and the right not to be discriminated against for who they are.
Everybody has the right to motherfucking pee. Wasn't it this... back in the day, black people couldn't use the same restrooms that white people could use.
Right.
Do we not see a parallel? Do we not see, like, is there no way to get around this without this lunatic going to a bathroom with a selfie stick, making an asshole of self?
I'm not sure this woman wouldn't try to kick black people out of the bathroom either, asshole.
You're right.
I'm sure this Republican.
That's a good point. We don't know how fucked up she is.
She wants to protect family values.
Ooh.
Christian family values.
We need protection from you.
What a great Christian she is, huh?
The society needs protection for these fundamentalist fucking wackos. What do you think it did to that woman's day after she got harassed in the bathroom at fucking Denny's?
Well, right. I mean,
it's just not right.
I just wanted to pee. I just want to pee.
And now she probably feels weird. She probably had a shitty day. I don't know. I don't know what that's like.
Well, she's playing the victim on her Twitter. She tweeted a meme that says, "I'm a tolerant liberal. Agree with me or else you're a racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, redneck, gun-toting, American-loving bigot."
You're kind of right. She's right. She's right. What she did makes her a fucking bigot. And there's no other... She's a bigot. She's a horrible person. What she did makes her the lowest of the fucking low.
I will fight for our right to have a ladies' room just for us back.
No, fuck you. For us.
A man in a ladies' room saying he is a woman. Obama legacy.
Oh, God. Obama would set you straight on this. Right?
And I think she has anointed herself as like some leader of Latinos for Trump. Spokesperson of Latino for Trump California, which doesn't really exist.
Is it like
except
two
in
people?
Her own little brain? Yeah, yeah.
You're nuts.
Spokesperson of Make California Great Again, Inc.
Oh, God.
Candidate for U.S. Congress District 44.
What kind of person sees someone going into the bathroom? They get up and they're like, you know what? They shouldn't be in there. I'm going to film them. I got my camera.
A garbage person.
It's nuts.
So
nuts.
If you're in the California 44th, please go out and vote for Representative Nanette Diaz Barragan.
Vote Democrat.
And while you're doing it, if you find a way to somehow send a message to Saavedra, you see her out in public, follow her into the bathroom and let her know how uncomfortable you are with her bigotry, that you feel unsafe.
Yeah.
That you feel that because you're not a Christian, she's going to mace you or pepper spray you. I feel uncomfortable with your presence in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
You Christo fuck.
Yeah. Got to vote progressive, man. I saw this poster today. I think it was a picture from the Women's March. And it was a billboard, a poster that said, "Nazis don't march with us." The Nazis don't march with the Democrats.
Yeah.
Who do the Nazis march with?
Right.
Who do the bigots march with?
Who are they caucusing with these days? Right.
What party is this person running on?
Right.
The GOP. The party of transphobia.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
We got to go, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's been a great week. You all rock. Thanks for all the downloads and the listens and everything. We love you long time. $5 Danka. Make you holla.
Whoa.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
A new K Voice is right after if you're listening to the live stream. Otherwise, download the latest K Voice.
Yay!
The Voice of Resistance also at iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com, etc. And if you want to help us out, go buy shit from Amazon. Use our link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby!
We're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Use condoms, etc.
Fuck your guns.
And fuck the GOP.
Oh, honestly. Suck a dick.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.